Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode.
An Uncharted Dream by Abby Downey. An explorer in search of answers, a determined protector, and an expedition that could cost them everything. Lenora Thornton always envisioned following in her father's footsteps, exploring the world and chasing adventure. But after his tragic death, she can't get past the debilitating fear until she meets an explorer who promises to take her on his expedition to the very place where her father died. Marcus Turner knows a con man when he sees one, and after years of hiding his family's shameful financial situation, he won't let anyone he cares about be swindled again, especially not Lenora, his longtime best friend and the woman he secretly loves. Joining the expedition, Marcus embarks on a mission to protect Lenora from the swindler, no matter the cost. When betrayal leaves them stranded far from their destination, Lenora and Marcus must determine if they can rely on God or each other.
All right, this is your favorite book in the series, Jessica. Why?
Because I was hooked from the beginning. Like, Mr. Fleming. Is he a con man? Who's sending her the letters? Is she going to go to Peru? Like, all these things. And I couldn't put the book down. I couldn't.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's when by far was my favorite.
Okay, then as the story unfolds, did anything surprise you along the way? Like, did you think it was going to go one way? Because there was something I thought was going to go one way and it ended up going a completely different way.
Anything that surprised me? Well, like, when they got stranded.
Mm-hmm.
I was like a little worried, like, don't give him the money, don't. But I didn't think he was going to strand them.
Oh.
I thought he was going to go to the bar and spend all the money like they said they were going to.
Mm-hmm.
But then as I was reading and they took the drive out, you know,
yeah.
I was like, is he going to be there? Because then my thing was, are they going to have any money left for the trip, you know?
Yeah.
And then they came back and they're stranded and in a country where they can't speak the language.
Yep.
But from the very beginning, I did not like Mr. Fleming. I didn't. And I think right at the very beginning when Marcus saw what he was doing at the library, it just set me off.
Yeah. And I kind of wish Marcus would have just opened his mouth.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't follow along, but she was like being prodded along by those letters,
yes.
Those anonymous letters,
yes.
Which you find out later who was sending those to kind of coerce her into doing the trip.
Mm-hmm.
And then I loved also seeing like that stark contrast between her family and his family.
Mm-hmm.
Hers is always so warm and inviting and just having fun together.
Yeah.
And his is always so cold.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't even like going home and the way he's treated. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. That his family situation was very interesting,
yes.
But also very frustrating.
Yes.
It does get sorted out in the end. I felt like it got sorted out pretty fast and easy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just weird.
When he found out, like, Eli was going to propose, I thought, because he was going to feel bad. Like,
yeah.
I thought, is he going to go say something?
Mm-hmm.
Which he didn't. But I thought, you know, so she doesn't get duped. But yeah. But like, from the very beginning, I was sketchy with Mr. Fleming because, like, they would ask things and he couldn't answer anything. And, like, it just, and it frustrated me. Lenora was, like, just not quite catching on to that.
Yeah.
But I think if she would have shared the letter and Marcus would have been more,
Yeah, if they would have just talked. Mm-hmm. It was one of those stories where, like, if they would have just talked, a lot of things probably would have been avoided.
Yeah.
But him going on the trip with her actually, like, spurred him on to quit the job at the bank.
Yes.
And then go into his, what his passion was, which was surveying, which really the two go together.
Yes.
And her passion to, you know, do archaeology and his passion to be a surveyor really worked well. So, I mean, it works out in the end. It's just there are moments when you're like, I wish you two would just talk.
Yes.
It also took them forever to realize, like, they've been friends for their whole childhood.
And
took them forever to discover, oh, we actually, like, love each other. We're not just friends.
Yes. And in the very beginning, I thought she worked at the library. Like, in the very first chapter, she's like, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so good. She works in the library. But she doesn't. But it's just where the guy was talking, the presentation was. Mm-hmm. But the library sounded really neat, though. The way it, But I couldn't put the book down because I was like, what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is she going to be swindled some more? Is she going to be, you know, like.
Yeah. And they did a lot of, like, pre-camping trips and hiking and. Which, they did a lot to get prepared.
Yeah, which Mr. Fleming was not helpful with at all.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and the guy on the train, I'm not going to say anything, but, like, on the train ride.
Yeah.
And those twin sisters cracked me up.
Yeah.
Charlotte, you know, she's like, you know, and then Alice is just, you know.
Quiet.
Yeah.
I've seen that in twins, though, too, where you have one that's really outgoing and the other's really quiet.
But with the guy on the train, Lenora ends up talking to him. Mm-hmm. And then you find out even more of what's going on. And you're like, oh, my word.
Yeah. Yeah. And my favorite part, honestly, was the ending. Because that's when, well, first of all, of course, they're finally together.
Yes.
But he's doing his surveying and she's doing her excavating. And that part is fascinating to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been fascinated by archaeology, like came very close to pursuing that as a career versus teaching, which is kind of crazy. But then there's a lot of like sciencey stuff and math stuff that goes with it. And I was like, yeah, no.
I would not be one that has to be like, very gently brushing sand or dirt away.
That's the part I would love to do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, you go ahead and do all the dating stuff on it. Like, I just want to, like, dig it up.
Yes.
It's like, just let me do that part, which basically I think was really what she was doing because she didn't have a degree or anything in
it.
She just, it's just stuff that she had read about and learned about, you know.
Especially through her dad.
Yeah. But she didn't have a degree, but she was on the site. She was able to help do those things on the site because her husband, was surveying.
Yes.
I love that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Egypt has always fascinated me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I would have been back in the early 1900s when they were first, like, uncovering things. I would have loved to have been on those crews just to see it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what it is about Egypt that fascinates me. Right now, I'm really fascinated with the things that they're discovering that connect with events and places that are in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
That truly fascinates me. Like, I think we just saw one where they were, like, uncovering where the, maybe the temple, something to do with the temple. I can't remember. It's been a while since I watched it. It was really cool.
And some of them where they have to, like, Dad's what I've watched some at Mom and Dad's where they have to go down this tight, like, and it's like a hand that you could where you can barely fit down
into. Yeah, that I can't do.
No, I'm like, knowing my luck, it would break. And you would be stuck, suspended, or fault or something.
I can't do tight spaces.
Yeah. Another thing in this book was the boat with Lenora. I didn't know if she'd be able to go through with it.
That's something you don't enjoy. Would you have been able to do it?
I don't know, because probably not, because I just don't want to drown. I can't swim. I can't float. Like, what if the boat, you know, or the seasickness?
Do you think you would get seasick?
Oh, probably. I don't know. I mean, back then, probably, because they didn't really have, like, cruise ships now have,
yeah.
They have nothing fancy. You were just
yeah
probably sloshed all over, and you're in a little room, you know,
yeah.
you know, so. I just try to imagine, like, how did they eat? How do you sit at a table mm-hmm. without your stuff just, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not a great swimmer myself. I didn't learn until I was 28 how mm-hmm. to swim. And even then, it was just like, I might be able to keep myself afloat for 5 minutes and then
right.
I'm probably not right. going to make it. But
yeah,
because I still panic in the water. I don't know what it is. Well, I know why I panic in the water, but mm-hmm. unfortunate near drowning accident will do that to you. So, but I'm not afraid to get on a boat. But I don't want to go where I can't see the shoreline, if that makes sense. I don't want to yeah. be so far out that I can't see the shore.
Because she looked out and it was just water galore. You're going to mm-hmm. get out there and not. Yeah.
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 Because part of me is like, oh, wouldn't it be nice if you just had your own like yacht and you like traveled to all these different countries? And then I was like, you know what? That sounds real great. But no.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
think I can do that.
Yeah.
I'd be just wear a life vest the whole time. I'd be too afraid. I do remember his parents had a boat they put out on our pier when we first bought this place. And I can remember being out on the boat with his mom. And I can't remember if Derek was with us or if it was my brother-in-law. But we were out there and a big boat went by. This was a little boat. Okay, that they had.
Was it a pontoon?
No, it was a little speedboat, like from like the 60s.
Oh, my.
And this big boat went by and created these giant waves.
Yeah.
And so when they hit our boat literally started tipping back and forth to the point that like the top edge of the boat was touching the water. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On each side like this. I didn't have my life vest on yet. And I panicked, and I went, we're all going to die. His mom was like, she's like dying laughing. She's like, we're fine. We're going to be fine. I was like, I need my life vest. I mean, it scared me because I was like, it's just going to flip.
Yeah.
Because it's just literally doing this number,
yeah.
and you're just hanging on for dear life. So his family to this day still makes fun of me for
yeah.
that.
I've watched some of the Deadliest Catch, and they're in the Bering Sea, and this one guy, he was trying to go into port, and the waves were too bad. He's like, I got to get this boat turned around. And it literally, the waves hit it, and it was going almost on its side.
Yes.
Back and forth. And I was just like, it's gonna tip over.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't, but those waves...
No
like,
way.
They had one boat where it came in and hit, and like where the captain sits, it busted out all the windows.
Oh my goodness.
Like, those waves yeah, sometimes no. out there get bad, and that's just scary.
It is. So, no, thank you.
Yeah, yeah, but.
I'll keep my feet on the ground.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Yes.
I like to, like, dip my toes in the water.
That's I'll go it. To my ankles, maybe my knees.
That's right. No further than the waist.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. How would you rate? Let's talk about our different ratings.
Okay.
So what do you think the drama level was?
Mocha.
I would go mocha.
Yeah.
There is drama in there for
yeah.
sure. What about the suspense level?
I'd say espresso.
Yeah. It's a very gentle
yeah.
suspense. Just a little underlying when there's just some situations where you go, oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially with the guy on the train.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the mystery level?
Mocha? Espresso and mocha?
I mean, probably go mocha.
Yeah, I would say so too, because you know you have the letters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and trying to figure things out. Yeah.
Yeah. What about the inspirational level?
I would say this one was mocha. I thought this one had more in it than the other two.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the romance level?
Espresso.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, Abby has excellent, excellent books. They are definitely suited towards the people that like, or the readers that really enjoyed like the cozy mystery mm-hmm. romance.
And I like cozy mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're sweet. They have a good pace to them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that wraps up our discussion of the Adventurous Heart series.
Don't we have to do the lasso?
Oh, we got to do our lasso ratings. I almost forgot. What? That's right. Jessica's been dying to give a lasso rating because this is her favorite. So I think we all know what you're going to say. But what is your lasso rating of?
100% a 3.
I knew it.
I could even go 3.5 to 4. I mean,
look
I really,
at that.
I She's, really, this
we,
one was
we
good.
We are allowed to go above our 3.
I would give it a 4. I really liked it.
Okay, so Uncharted Dream gets a 4 lasso rating from Jessica. She was in love with it. I went with a 2, but that's just my reader preference.
Mm.
Excellent, excellent book. Mm-hmm. Just for my personal reader preferences, mm-hmm. I like a little more of the suspense and romance piece of it. So, but. Excellent. So we're going to end with it gets a 4 lasso rating from Jessica.
Yep.
All right. And next week we'll have an interview with author Abby Downey for you to just get some behind the scenes information about this incredible series. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.